and thanks to the dry summer we're having, it's going to be brutal if it spreads. Quit your bickering and concentrate on safety.
Yes, Chief,
Leon grumbled. I hope no one meets us there. Jamie's thoughts turned to his best friend since first grade. His farm isn't far from Irish Town Road. We're going to need his help. I imagine Noah is already on his way if he heard the call on his radio. You're right. We're going to need all the help we can get. Brody steered the engine onto Irish Town Road. Jamie momentarily thought back to a conversation he'd had with his sister Cindy just a few days earlier. She was reflecting on recently seeing Jamie, Noah, and Leon together. You know, you three all look a lot alike. You're not only similar in height and have dark brown hair, but Noah's clean-shaven, too. The bishop in their district had made an exception to the rule about married men wearing beards, a requirement because of the custom-fit face masks the firemen wore. If you didn't have blue eyes to their brown eyes, she'd said, you'd practically look like triplets. You're even all 25. Jamie had laughed at that, but now the scent of burning wood filled the cab of the truck, bringing him back to the present. Brody pulled into a rock driveway and stopped alongside a two-story farmhouse, pointing the fire engine's headlights toward a large red barn where dark gray smoke billowed. So far, fire licked up the walls on only the right side of the structure. Good,